Mercury pollution in seafood is a major concern in Florida, which has a large fishing industry. So when the Sierra Club set up mercury testing at a hair salon in Carrollwood, many showed up to have a lock of their hair cut and tested for mercury. Erin Lennox sat down for a haircut to look out for her health.
I'm getting the mercury testing because I know that I want to have kids in the next couple years. So I want to test to see how much mercury is in my system because it's bad for their neurological development.
Phil Compton, an organizing representative for the Sierra Club, says that mercury is a potent neurotoxin that is dangerous to human health.
But especially dangerous for young women who might have a child at one time. Mercury bioaccumulates in your body. So if you're 20 or 30 or 38, if you're going to have a baby anytime soon, the mercury that you're getting from eating tuna and swordfish and a lot of different fish is carrying the mercury from all the fish that those fish ate. And that stays in your body for years and years. It's very important to find out how much mercury is in your body today.
However, Compton says that there's good news. The EPA has proposed a new rule that aims to reduce 90% of mercury in the environment.
Mercury comes from burning coal. We've taken it out of AA batteries, out of medical instruments. The main source now is burning coal to make electricity. And the EPA is telling the utilities, you've got to capture 90% of that coal spawned mercury before it comes out of the smokestacks. If they do that, if this rule stands, then in just a few years' time, you won't have to worry about it. You can eat all the tuna you want.
As of now, the bill is undergoing review. Sierra Club volunteer Stephanie Martis is gathering support in favor of the rule.
And so we're also having petitions signed, and those will go to the EPA administrator, Lisa Jackson. And she will, these petitions are just to back her up, to inform them that we care about how much mercury is in our atmosphere and in our water.
The Clean Air Mercury Rule is expected to be finalized this November. To find out more about the campaign, go to sierraclub.org/mercury. In Carrollwood for WMNF News, I'm Nolan Ruark.